And then he heard something. Something quite apart from the spitting of the dying candles and Lockhart's prattle about his fans. It was a voice. A voice to chill the bone marrow. A voice of breathtaking, ice-cold venom. Come. Come to me. Let me rip you. Let me tear you. Let me kill you. Harry gave a huge jump, and a large lilac blot appeared on Veronica Smedley's street. What? He said loudly. I know, said Lockhart. 6 solid months at the top of the bestseller list. Broke all records. No, said Harry frantically. That voice. Sorry, said Lockhart, looking puzzled. What voice? That voice that said... Didn't you hear it? Lockhart was looking at Harry in high astonishment. What are you talking about, Harry? Perhaps you're getting a little drowsy. Great Scott, look at the time! We've been here nearly 4 hours. I'd never have believed it. The time's flown, hasn't it? Harry didn't answer. He was straining his ears to hear the voice again. But there was no sound now except for Lockhart telling him he mustn't expect a treat like this every time he got detention. Feeling dazed, Harry left. It was so late that the Gryffindor common room was almost empty. Harry went straight up to the dormitory. Ron wasn't back yet. Harry pulled on his pyjamas, got into bed, and waited. Half an hour later, Ron arrived, nursing his right arm and bringing a strong smell of polish into the darkened room. "My muscles have all seized up," he groaned, sinking on his bed. 14 times he made me buff up that Quidditch cup before he was satisfied. And then I had another slug attack all over a special award for services to the school. Took ages to shift the slime. How was it with Lockhart? Keeping his voice low so as not to wake Neville, Dean and Seamus, Harry told Ron exactly what he had heard. And Lockhart said he couldn't hear it, said Ron. Harry could see him frowning in the moonlight. Do you think he was lying? I don't get it. Even someone invisible would have had to open the door. I know, said Harry, lying back in his four-poster and staring at the canopy above him. I don't get it either.